no more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Good morning, 6:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and yeah, the sunrise is fading now, but it's so gorgeous earlier. Wes Moreno, he is the Interim County Administrator for Escambia County, and he joins us every Thursday at about this time. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Great to be here.
Hey, always good to have you. I wanted to start this morning with, there's been a bunch of stuff that's come up in the meetings recently. We don't have a meeting today, you know, off time, September. But one of the things that came up late in the budget meeting last week, I think it was, maybe it was the week before, I think it was last Tuesday, Commissioner Underhill asked you two questions. He said, in the current budget, as in by ad valorem taxes, are there any new road projects? Are there any new stormwater projects? And you said no. And he made the observation that, look, we are funding a lot of things out of LOST, of course, but we have made the decision not to fund any of that stuff out of the ordinary budget. The other commissioners pushed back and said, well, we fund things like labor for staff. And, of course, there are other ways that we get projects done. And, you know, his objection was, look, we should be funding all that stuff, you know, LOST in addition to ad valorem based improvements, and they say this is smart budgeting. I just had a question. I tried to do a little research on the budgets in the past, and I just couldn't penetrate them to figure out what the answer was. How much did we used to, before LOST, spend out of ad valorem taxes on new roads and stormwater versus what are we spending now out of ad valorem, which is zero, versus what we're spending now out of LOST? Can you help just kind of contextualize this for us?
Yeah, I can speak to that a little bit. I would say that prior to local office of sales tax, you know, engineering, which is, you know, the group that manages our capital projects, they would put out maybe two, possibly three large projects a year, and that was the bar prior to LOST. And so you figure if you had a large project that maybe if it's maybe a million dollar budget or $500,000 budget. And so if you put one or two of those out, possibly through a year, you know, that's what we were doing prior to LOST. Now, since in inception of LOST, I know in the mid-2000s, we were putting close to $20 million worth of infrastructure in the ground a year. And as some of the most recent years, has reached almost $40 million worth of infrastructure being put in the ground. And so LOST is certainly our main driver for capital. But I think some of what also Commissioner Underhill was speaking to, and I certainly don't want to speak for him, but I think what he was speaking to is maybe what he calls deferred maintenance. And that's where some of our in-house forces come in. And, you know, we are staffed, honestly, we are staffed, boots on the ground, infrastructure maintenance, at the same level we were staffed at in 2002.
Wow. And
that's not an exaggeration. That is a fact. And so...
not to interrupt you, but is that even including the fact that we have open positions now? Like, is that staffing level what we're budgeted for, or is that just actual staff?
That is budgeted positions.
So actual staff, we're actually below what we were before.
Yeah, especially right now because we have 50-something vacancies in public works.
Good Lord.
So there is an absolute struggle right now. And you figure in 2006 and 2007, we have had roughly 338 holding ponds that we were maintaining. When I say maintaining, mowing is a big aspect of that, and also desilting.
Sure.
Today we have close to 748 ponds that we are responsible to maintain and mow and desilt. And, you know, not to mention the street sweeping and all the other aspects. So it is a huge challenge for us right now. You know, if we were fully staffed, might not, you know, we'd probably be fine. But being at that 2002 level and also having so many vacancies, it is a challenge. And also budget-wise, operationally, our public works – we are budgeted below the level we were at in 2006.
Now, is that in current year dollars or in inflation adjusted dollars or both? I mean, it would be both, I assume. But you mean we're at, like, just looking at the straight numbers, we're below that even?
Looking at straight numbers.
Oh my God!
For instance, your road materials line item, which is a pretty large line item in public works, in 2007 or 2008, when I went back out to roads, that line item was $345,000. Today, that same line item sits at $319,000, and
what?
It would have gone down to as low as $285,000. So we are being as efficient as we can be with our operational budget, and we've taken a lot of measures to get there. And as far as LOST, you know, we are using in-house forces to prep some roads for dirt road paving, and we're even doing some small-scale resurfacing in-house. But all of those efforts come to fruition to help make the LOST budget go further, stretch those dollars as well.
I'm sorry, Wes. I kind of knew all of this vaguely, but hearing you put it all together in one place, it kind of freaks me out. the sky is falling on, you know, roads and infrastructure in Escambia County. That we, you know, yes, LOST is great, but given everything else and the growth that we have seen and inflation over time, and that's where we are both with staff and with, of course, we didn't give a big pay raise to the non-emergency responders this year. That's something I know that concerns you and Chips Kirchenfeld and everybody. It feels like we're on the heading for a crisis in terms of we are either going to have to dramatically change the way we spend money, which would mean to dramatically change the level of service that we're giving in terms of these things, or else we're going to have to start talking seriously about a tax increase. And I know Commissioner Underhill and others have kind of, and Commissioner May have kind of talked about that as we're at that point. Am I wrong in my understanding?
Not necessarily. I would say this. I don't think the sky is falling. I think a big component of this is staffing levels. As I mentioned a minute ago, if we were staffed, our challenge wouldn't be near as great as it is, and that kind of rolls into pay raises.
But that's going to take pay raises. Plus, we've got inflation more coming, and the minimum wage hike coming, which is going to necessitate more spending on workforce in order to entice and retain those positions.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely. So most recently, we, you know, as you well know, we've come to an agreement on wages and contract with FIRE, IAFF. We've done the same with PBA. We've done wages with the EMTs.
Mm-hmm.
Corrections, the EMTs. And we've come with wages and MOU with ECAT. And so there's two groups left that I'm working on pretty hard, pretty fast. One is your county worker, people that come to work every day in development services, BID, animal services, those. So I've got a proposal that we're putting together that I think I about got it ready to present. So hopefully before the end of the month we can do that. And then the other group is our operational group, which with ATU, which is your public works, your parks, your facilities, your solid waste, some mosquito control, custodial. And I've got a pretty significant proposal just about ready to throw down on the table on October 15th. We meet with them, and I think we will make a lot of headway there. You know, we have a lot of your public works employees, especially at roads. It's what is required is a commercial driver's license. Well, right now, the entry level, equipment operator two, the entry level base pay is $12.49 an hour. And you just right with the economy and with things like they are right now, the market, you're not going to find a CDL license holder willing to come to work for $12.49 an hour. And that's been a lot of our challenge. So I'm looking to change that October 15th when we meet.
Well, I hope so. Of course, then the subsequent question is, you know, how do we fit that within the existing budget, and then what that budget means for next year? All questions to be determined. I mean, that's some good news, and I'm glad that you don't think the sky is falling. I tell you, everything I hear makes me, at least I have a concern level. I'll put it that way. Wes Moreno, he is the interim county administrator. Wes, I always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the information and for working on those contracts. It's mostly good news on that front. Thanks so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. 647 on